This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Excuse me.
How you doing?
Not so great, apparently.
I was going to do my usual raucous opening, and it appeared that my voice didn't want to allow me to do that. But it allowed me to, in a comfortable way, introduce Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here with me on the DJV program. Thursday, November the 7th. Happy birthday to people that are born on the 7th of November. It's sort of, I don't know. I got all kinds of things going around in my head. Mostly the things I was talking off the air to, I think pretty much all of you. The way that my body reacts to things like this. And you did a story earlier, Victoria, about showers and immunity and all that good stuff. We really have, because we've lost the agrarian economy, and family farmers are, you know, they're not really that prevalent anymore. People, when they grew up around the animals, everybody had a garden, everybody had a cow, everybody had a couple of chickens. And let's face it, those are not the cows and the chickens are not the cleanest things on the planet. And so when you're around that in a graduated way, the immune system that we grew up with is enhanced. And I think that's why I have, that's one of the reasons that I have as strong a body as I do, is because I don't get, I just don't get the usual frailties and foibles because of what's around me. There's a good deal of stress in my life at the moment and a lot of things going on. I'm actually busier now than I have been at any point in my life that I can remember as an adult. And so if you don't get enough rest, then you suffer the consequences. And so I have now, it's easier because daylight savings time kind of forces you to slow down, at least in the activities that I'm doing. So, you know, there's time for going to bed earlier and that sort of thing, which is, I think it's very advisable just to get enough rest. We get so wrapped up in things. We're going to the Christmas season, and pardon the pun with a wrapped up, but, you know, you just kind of, let it.
You get run down. That's why I always feel. I mean, I'm pretty busy, and I feel that same
you
way.
Are
I feel
busy.
Like, and more than physically, it's like you mentally get exhausted. You know, when you have a lot of stuff on your mind and you're ping ponging between things, it does take its toll. It's interesting how that mind body connection really does.
Oh, absolutely.
Work.
Jennifer,
it's real.
Help me understand this business about Pence and the 25th Amendment. Did he say, according to some reports, that he said he would support the use of the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because of mental incapacity?
Victoria and I talked about this a little while ago, and I don't buy it. There's a new book that's coming out called A Warning, which we have decided is probably a little too late, because by now, say what you will about President Trump, he's very polarizing, and most people don't sit in between. They either love him or they hate him. It's hard to imagine. There are a few that kind of sit in between. Maybe you're one of them.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, but there aren't many of you.
Yeah.
And so a warning book with less than a year left in his first term, kind of funny. But anyway, this is an anonymously written book, and one of the things that it contends is that Mike Pence was with that group of people, or at least they felt that he would vote with that group of people to put up the 25th Amendment against Trump, which means that the 25th Amendment happens when a president is either physically or mentally incapacitated. So under the 25th Amendment, I think George Bush had a surgery, and Dick Cheney became president for like 2 hours. And certain presidents will use that when they can't make decisions because of surgery, because of medical reasons, essentially. And so one of the things that was floated around was that Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy, or was the deputy attorney general, was trying to work with some of the members of Trump's cabinet to get them to use the 25th Amendment to take Trump out of office. I don't know how much of that is true. It's a story that's been very well published in the papers, but it's always based on hearsay. And the book contends that Mike Pence was either part of this or would have been part of this. Mike Pence, say what you will about his politics, his religious beliefs, he's been very solid.
And he's a
him really rallying the 25th Amendment against Trump. I don't see it happening. That's just my opinion. This is all based on opinion. And that's the problem with things that are sourced anonymously, is that there's just, when you I understand people want to be protected,
wants to come out
but
with
it's hard to know what your credible witnesses
if somebody,
are.
Yeah, if somebody comes out with something like this, I think they're cowardly. I place no stock in something like this where there is no name attached and no real, annotated notes don't indicate where the stuff really comes from. You can say anything. You can write anything. It can be fictions like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I mean, it's about as credible as that. I don't see anything to this. What I do find interesting as I look around, though, today is that Bill Gates is joining a lot of other folks who have a lot of money saying Elizabeth Warren is not his person. So who do you suppose, we were talking about this, I think, yesterday. Go ahead.
There was a guy from Wall Street, I can't remember who it was, who was on television over the weekend and was asked if he had to choose between President Trump and a candidate, Warren, who would he vote for? And he started to cry.
Really? I didn't see that, no.
He was actually tearing up at the thought of having to make the decision between Trump and Warren. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one.
Elizabeth Warren, that's the problem, is that whether they like Trump or not, they don't like her policies, and they're afraid of them. So, you know, that's going to be a reality for her. Every candidate has baggage to overcome, whether you're President Trump or, you know, Mayor Pete or Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden.
We have baggage to overcome.
Everybody's strong with one group and not strong with another, and it's just how well their opposition exploits that really determines elections.
There's a couple of things floating around today about election interference, as the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, Department of Human Services, Department of this department, that department, the FBI, all think that there is a danger of foreign actors interfering with the presidential election. So, and here we are rushing down the pike to make it more palatable for people to use their devices to vote. It's suicidal. It's craziness.
Yeah.
Get in your car and drive to the damn voting place and vote.
I'm with you on
that. What is so difficult about
that? That's actually how they're re-canvassing Kentucky, is getting all the printouts from all the ballots that were cast. That's how they're going to recount the votes in Kentucky. I agree with you on that. But this idea that election interference is new is such a scam that's being played on us by the news media. This is not new.
What do you mean? How much of it has...
Foreign bodies interfere in elections all the time. We interfere in elections all the time. I mean, it was President Obama who was interfering in Israel's election and was talking about it on my like in rally situations. I mean, this is not a new thing where the United States tries to get involved in other foreign
government
elections.
We weren't hacking voting machines, though. That's different.
But they get,
if President Obama goes to Israel and says, you know, you should vote for X, Y, and Z person or whatever, that's not the same thing as Russians and North Koreans and Chinese hacking
a lot
into
of money.
Our machines.
They spend a lot of money to run counter ads against the person. We dump money into these elections. So
government money.
Yes, that's
taxpayer money.
Yes, we get involved with everybody else's elections. Anyway, that being said, no one's ever said that anything has been hacked. They have said that Russia spent money with influential ads on Facebook and on these social media platforms. That's what they're afraid of again. But with China, I will say the threat is real, that if we go to a digital form of voting, that it's very possible they could hack in. And that is something that we have to be aware of.
Yeah, but several states have actually had the voting machines hacked into by foreign, whether it was Russians or whatever. They didn't change the outcome of the election.
Yeah,
but there are numerous reports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are numerous reports that they've gained access into the electronic voting machines. So that's already been done. And we've got 12, 13-year-old kids at conferences that hack into voting machines.
Of course
in
they do.
Minutes.
The kids know how to. So
that's
how do we fix the problem,
but how do we fix the car and drive to the voting place? Okay, well, here's one way that we can fix the problem. Mitch McConnell has been sitting on bipartisan bills from the House that have been passed on election security. We're also running, What are these bills about? What are they going to do?
They're bad bills.
They have a lot of different elements to them. They're not just all about election security. I actually looked into them. There's a lot of things that are questionable that are part
like
of the, that have been slipped in. Well, for instance, there's a if you really want to protect the vote. One thing first, and then this. If you really want to protect the vote, everybody on the planet should be advocating for voter ID. That's the very first thing at the most basic of levels that we should be doing. No one wants to do that, and that's not addressed in this bill, and that's one of the Republicans' complaints about this, is that it's not actually protecting the vote at the point. What it's doing is making sure that everything goes online where there is more of a chance for that hacking instead of letting the states decide what procedures they want to do, and that's the Republicans' rub with this, is that it creates kind of a federal digital platform instead of allowing states to decide what works best for their own state, and that's become the issue.
Well, from a tech standpoint, we're running really old Microsoft software on all of those machines. None of the, it's not even supported anymore. If you've got an update on your laptop, and we talk about this in the tech report, you know, when Windows says, oh, you've got to update to the newest, to Microsoft Windows 10 or whatever, because there's a security breach. Well, the voting machines are running on a Microsoft, it's like a Microsoft 7 level. And there, it's not even supported anymore by Microsoft. That's a massive problem that is not being addressed. So if you want to have electronic voting machines, you have to have the software up to date.
I want to know my vote counts, and that isn't something that you're sure of the way the system operates now. Whatever it is, this is something.
Checking your ID first.
This is again back to the point of the educational system in our country, how lax it is, how poorly we're educating youngsters as to their responsibilities as an American. In civics classes, you should learn how everything works. And we don't even have them anymore. So people are growing up thinking it's like the farm economy. Nobody pays attention to the animals, where food comes from, any of that stuff, because it's not present. It's not visible. It's not there in front of them. Those God-blessed devices that they all, from the point of, I was at my niece's wedding over the weekend, and her 11-year-old daughter and her friend spent all of their time on those damn iPhones. What does that do for us? Who's controlling what they think?
Doesn't do anything.
The parents aren't. The teachers aren't. It's this machine. It's really dangerous. All right, so let's get into
something. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to change, because that's every single kid in America from the age of, you know, 5 onward, maybe even younger.
Blood sugar management. Let's talk about that, Victoria, for a minute. The non-prescription blood sugar control that is on the top of everybody's list now. If you have a problem with blood sugar, if you have type 2 diabetes, if you're pre-diabetic, check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin, spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N, is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of lots of, I think there are 10, as a matter of fact. There are 10 different items that are all natural, bitter, melon, and things I can't even pronounce here. I'm looking at the list of things that are on there that have all been tested individually as to their help to you maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. So don't you think you owe it to yourself, if you like, even like me, if you like sugar in your diet, check out Curalin.net. It not only supports the blood sugar levels, but helps you in your digestion process and the cravings for sweets. That's the thing. So let's do what a lot of other people have done, actually. DJV listeners get $20 off their first order, first bottle. Go to Curalin.net, use the code DJV, save $20, and find the easiest, most natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. If you got a sweet tooth, go to Curalin.net today, use the code DJV, and get on the program. It'll save your life.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V-Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitation.
Now, normally, during Throwback Thursday, if you're a regular devotee of the program, you know that on Thursdays at this time every week, we go through, this is the music portion of this hour, so we go through the top five songs of a particular week in our history, maybe more my history than anybody else's history. This is going to be problematic this week because normally I like to sing along and I do a great job singing along.
Please don't attempt
that. But the vocal instrument that I have, I think you're safe today. Number five this week in 1966 was the number six. This song was the sixth or seventh number one for the Beach Boys. And it's a song that's a real standard for them. Any performance, it certainly is identified with them. Good Vibrations. This has been used in how many movies, TV shows? There's a message there. All right, you want to crank it up, Kara? Amazing that unique sound that Brian and Michael were able to create. The voices and almost the same as a wall of sound. The people who did, by the way, the instrumentation, all of the people in that, you know, it was the same bunch that did most of the other stuff. The background music and singers in the studios in Los Angeles. And they created this fabulous sound. Number four belongs to Herman's Hermits. Number four is Dandy. I'm not going to spend much time on this. I find this a couple of tunes Herman's Hermits did, but there's nothing about this that's too exciting. I'll tell you, number three song, one of the most fabulous songs Motown ever created by the Four Tops. This is Reach Out. I'll be there. Don't you think this is a fabulous? I get goosebumps listening to this song. The way these guys move around on the stage. Oh, it really is. You can see them doing their act on stage. Reach out. I'll be there. Four Tops. Number three this week in 66. Levi Stubbs had great voice, man. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, so the next thing, let me give you, before you start playing, let me tell you a little story about this is a studio group. This guy was, and they used a lot of organs in the music in the mid-60s for whatever the reason it added. This guy was a studio organist who was playing around and came up with something that hit a chord or two or three. And so a couple of studio singers and a couple of guys that knew how to play instruments, they played with him, literally and figuratively. He said, come on, let's try this. And they accommodated him, and this is what they came up with. 96 Tears, number two.
2 minute teardrops.
The silliest song.
For one heart to carry on.
Listen to it. But it's infectious, don't you think, Victoria? No?
Like a bad infection, maybe?
No.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
No.
There's something a little, especially in headphones, there's something a little painful about the organ sound.
Yeah. It worked anyway. It went on to become number one. So it's number two this week in 1966. But here's the number one song is a classic. And there's something about this song that so sends me. It's a fabulous musical trip. The Last Train to Clarksville was number one this week in 1966. Monkees! There were four or five Monkees tunes that made it for me. This is one of them. Monkees are... They're still out there. A couple of the ones that are still alive are out on the road. This was a television show. These guys were on a TV show, and then they became musicians. Usually it goes the other way around, but no. These guys were on it. They created a TV show, and it became a musical reality that was actually very successful. So that's it. Top five songs this week in 1966. Throwback Thursday on the DJB program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump last night at a campaign rally in Monroe, Louisiana, suggesting that the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry focusing on him is un-American.
It's so bad what they do to our country. They rip the guts out of a country, and it's a shame, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And people should stop. Maybe go to the Supreme Court, maybe, but they got to stop it, because we have a country to run.
Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been called to testify today in the impeachment inquiry. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions may try to get his old Senate seat back. Reports are the Alabama Republican is going to announce his bid this week before a filing deadline. Trump nominated him to be his Attorney General, but he later pressured him to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thursday, November 7th, DJV program. I apologize. Man, I got to apologize. Why should I apologize? Because I have a cold or the leftover. One of the great things about this, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling here with me, and you can hear in my upbeat, I got a great night's sleep last night, thanks to you guys earlier on this morning. And I feel very normal. I know that Claire, yeah, that Kara says she can hear me breathing. which probably not the
you
easiest.
You sound like
thing
Large Marge, so it's good that you feel
Large
normal, but
Marge.
You don't sound normal.
No, but I have the same cadence. It's just that I don't. I have the leftovers of a cold and a lung infection, comes about as a result of being around people and probably not having had enough rest. But the people at the wedding I went to, the girls are just looking at pictures of my son's wedding, and I went to another one. My niece got married this past weekend, and there were a lot of people there who, how do I say this? Well, anyway, they were not up to par, up to speed. It was a different crowd. It was the pickup crowd. How does that, pickup truck crowd? Does that sound prejudicial? What does that sound like?
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Okay. So here's the, this is an update, Victoria, on something you and I feel very strongly about. This animal cruelty bill that's before the Senate, which they passed.
Yes.
Making animal cruelty a federal felony. So how does that manifest itself? What are the, this is something that is very important, I think, to many people when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Preventing animal cruelty, preventing torture. Some people call it the Michael Vick bill, although that happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Taking a long time to get around to that.
This one has not been referred to in relation to Michael Vick. That was about dog fighting, the one that you're talking about. This is not about dog fighting. This is Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It's called PACT. And this came through the House unanimously. It went through the Senate unanimously as well. And it's a bipartisan bill. Obviously, everybody's on board with this. And it expands a 2010 animal cruelty law that basically outlawed creating or distributing videos of animals that were being injured or killed. And so that law only targeted the creation and the sale of the videos, not the actual people in the videos doing the cruelty themselves. Yes. This PACT, the PACT Act, now closes that loophole, and it gives local law enforcement federal jurisdiction to go after the people who are harming animals. So that if you're convicted under this new law, you can face fines and up to 7 years in prison, which is exactly what everyone deserves. Now, this obviously does not include hunting, slaughtering animals for food, or medical or scientific research, even though me personally, I think I'd like to see some medical and scientific research eliminated. We just talked earlier this week about the actor James Cromwell being arrested. At Texas A&M University, where they have golden retrievers that are being essentially just tested on for all kinds of stuff that hasn't shown any progress, and it's really unnecessary. So I'm not a test on animals person at all.
All right, so
I wish that was another layer of this.
I'm going to add to this. I was talking about my son and his new wife, and we were talking this weekend, as a matter of fact. They were showing me pictures of some dogs that they want to adopt, and where they are getting the dog is from a specific group in Los Angeles that rescues Chinese dogs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That are in line to be slaughtered and eaten because they eat dogs in China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's this whole
group. That's a big rescue. I think that's Lisa Vanderpump's, that's her group. I forget the name.
Is that somebody famous? I don't know who she is, but I know there's somebody, friend of knows, whoever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump is on The Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then she also has her own show called Vanderpump Rules. She owns a bunch of restaurants with her husband in
LA.
It.
Okay, yep. That's
her group. And what they do is Ricky Gervais does this from the UK, different charity, but the same thing. And he spends $10,000 per dog to save these dogs.
Well, they ship them over. There were 30 coming over on a plane from China that they had bought. That's basically
they're
at the slaughterhouse and they look at these dogs and all of them have some malady. There's a dog that he showed me, beautiful face, but the legs had been amputated. And there was another dog that had the cutest face, but one of his ears had been ripped off and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So these dogs, if they're not perfect, the families in China know that they can sell the dogs to some meatpacking outfit, and they become food.
Well, it's even worse than that, which you won't want to hear. It's worse than that. Specifically where they rescue the dogs from is that Yulin dog meat festival.
See,
and I'm saying festival.
Oh, right. That's what he said.
Quotes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
so
it's
if you really
horrific.
Want to know what
Absolutely
a group
horrific.
Of people are about, this is the kind of stuff you look at. This is one of the reasons.
I agree with that.
As much as it sounds prejudicial or racist, I don't really give a damn. I have very little use for people that are Chinese. And maybe that's a too broad a statement. Maybe, I don't know. But I just find that the culture is so different from ours. Maybe that's the reason. I mean, culturally, eating a dog, I won't eat any meat. As a matter of fact, I decided last week I'm going to even start eating fish. I just don't like the idea of eating flesh. I just don't, because for whatever my reasons, I don't have to justify it to anybody, and it doesn't make any difference for anybody else. This is my feeling, and this is what I want to do or not want to do. Everybody can make up their own mind. You like a good hamburger? Great. Go have a hamburger. But
in this case, though, something that's really interesting, you know, Morrissey, the singer, and we've talked about him a little bit here and there on music segments, he got a lot of international backlash because he's been a spokesperson for PETA forever. Yeah. And he got a lot of flack, even though I agreed with him. He said that the people in China, and it's not everyone in China, it's one specific region.
It's a cultural thing, though.
But it's one specific region that does this dog stuff. And he called them subhuman, and I agree with that, because if you are doing what these people do to these animals, you are subhuman. And he got a lot of flack, even though I agree with him. Now, in this bill that we're talking about in America, the PACT Act, Senator Pat Toomey, who was one of the bill's sponsors, said that this is very appropriate to have this on a federal level. And he said, quote, evidence shows that the deranged individuals who harm animals often move on to committing acts of violence against people. Yeah. And I think that is something that we really need to keep in context with this. The whole thing, and I'm happy that Brendan and Sophie are going to adopt a dog from that horrific life that they're saving the dog from. But, like, I agree with this. There is no way that you can harm an animal and not have violent tendencies towards
Brendan
every
and
other
I
person.
Have the same approach, and he said to me, Dad, which one of these do you like? We're going to adopt one of them. Which one do you think we should pick? And so that's what we were looking at. And then I heard the background. I started to ask questions because I didn't know this organization existed, and I really didn't know until we were talking about it what went on over there in this region of China that you're talking about. So
it's horrific.
Something to be aware of. Today is National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, one of the most common forms of canine cancer. And who even thinks about this? The dogs get cancer, but they do. And so when your dog or somebody that you know, when friend's dog suffering from this disease, hopefully they don't have it or will never get it, but it's good to know that there are resources out there that you can use. Recognizing National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day is a good place to start. The day reminds you to stay vigilant, check your dogs regularly so they can head off any problems before lumps. The same as with human beings. Feel underneath their arms and legs. That's where the lymph's at. Same as with us, under your arms and in your groin and under your ears. Those are the things you got to check out with them. Let's check out how well you are resting these days. Got the pillows? I should just say My Pillow, My Pillow, My Pillow, My Pillow, and I should send you to the website mypillow.com, 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 and I should send you to the new page. There's a special tab for radio listeners, because you know there are a lot of people buying pillows in other venues and not listening to the radio, but for My Pillow to be as connected as they are to this program and how much stuff we have helped them sell, they are happy to reward the listeners, make it easy for you to buy a lot of product. You buy $200 or $300 worth of product, they'll help finance it for you. And where else do you get that? And you can wash and dry their pillows. That's become the standard, the gold standard. 60-day money-back guarantee for any of their products. So go to MyPillow.com. You need new pillows for the fall and winter season? Replace them all. Good Christmas presents, too. I should probably wash my mouth out with soap when I say that. But that's something to keep in mind if you're trying to help a lot of people in your family. Do something really worthwhile and save some money as well. Free shipping when you use the DJB code at MyPillow.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
About 45 at the hour on the DJB program. Getting the perfect gift. It's the season. Start thinking about the members of your family who are challenging. That's me. I'm not easy to get gifts for, and I'm not sure I care that about people going out of their way. But if you want the folks that you're getting gifts for Christmas to appreciate the thought behind the gift, and make it something they use often, here's lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, who's going to bring us a guide for holiday gifting that will be impressive. You're more interested in the digital lifestyle, Mario, it looks like, right?
I'm interested in both, but it's true. My job is to really kind of like scan at what's being offered out there, what products are really good for people, what are they going to have a lot of fun with, what actually holds up to what they say they're going to do and how they actually work. And so my job is to kind of do all of that homework for you so that it can relieve some of that stress from you coming up with some gift ideas for the holiday season.
Well, one of the things that's important is to know the people in your family or friends, what they want, and that takes some effort. If you really care about a person, you want to get them something that's worthwhile. You'll know whether they're into certain types of entertainment or toys, that kind of stuff, right?
It's true. I pay attention throughout the year, and I try to, like, take mental notes, and sometimes I'll even put a note on my phone, like, oh, my brother just said something. That sounds like a real need for him. Or, you know, my wife just said this, and I'll put a little note to the side. It's true. Like, the more you can kind of, like, pay attention throughout the year, you might find things that they say that they really, really need. And what I did is I kind of pulled together a list of, like, categories of different people in your family. So the first category would be, like, gamers in your family. And this could be serious gamers and just fun gamers, but usually all of us have someone in our family that loves to play video games, and there's a couple of things that I found that are really cool. For under $40, a new game is out from Crash Bandicoot. Now, people may remember Crash Bandicoot because it was a hugely popular game in the 90s. It was legendary. And so it's been remixed. It's called Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. So it's a whole new version on that classic game. You can customize things in it for the first time, like your car and your kart. You have different levels, custom the new characters, and they're all remastered. And it's got modernized, stunning HD graphics now because we didn't have all that in the 90s when we were playing it and enjoying it. So it's under $40, and you can play it on all the game systems, so PlayStation 4, Xbox One, or Nintendo Switch. So if you got a gamer in the family, that's a good one that would definitely work because they'll enjoy that. Now, if you have someone that's more serious about gaming or, like, they, like, have a computer and they want gaming on their computer or their laptop, then you really want to look at the Nitro 5 gaming notebooks from Acer. Because the technical specs inside is what's important to a video gamer that plays on their computer. Because if you play on a slow computer, the game moves slow, or it jitters, or it has these pauses. And then you lose lives, or you miss opportunities. And so gamers want really strong computers with the right insides. So the Acer Nitro 5 gaming notebook has the right 9th generation Intel Core processor. It's got an NVIDIA graphics card in it. All of these things are important to make sure that that machine runs at its premium and its optimum. Couple of other quick ideas I have for you. For memories, we all are taking so many pictures with our phones, but we're not really printing a lot of these pictures out. So I found a great solution. It's called Aura Analog. Aura Analog, it's spelled A-U-R-A. It's a photo printing service. And for less than $8 a month, you subscribe to the service. You and family members can select your favorite photos right from the app, and each month you receive 5 high-quality print photos with a personalized note right on your doorstep, and it comes with a free designer white stone frame so that you can put pictures in it, and you can even store photos in there, too.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. And then two other really quick things. If you don't know what to get someone, getting them a case for their phone is a smart investment. So just find out what phone they have and then go to OtterBox, which is my go-to place. And the new one that I like that they have, a new case, is the OtterPop Defender series.
What a worthwhile exercise. Mario, that was great information. Thank you. Mario Armstrong here with us on the DJV program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Not that you would recognize this, although you can tell it's sort of a military theme from a movie that is one of the great movies. Didn't somebody try to duplicate this recently and it was an awful, as is often the case? This is movie music from The Great Escape, one of the James Garner and Steve McQueen. I think Donald Pleasance was in it. Trying to think of some of the other people.
Charles Bronson, James Coburn.
What
a great movie.
Yeah, it was. But didn't somebody try to recreate it a couple of years ago? Do I remember that?
They've done variations of it. I don't know if they've done the direct remake, but easily one of my all-time favorite. It would be in my top 10 all-time favorite movies, The Great Escape from 1964. Great movie. And then the reason we play that this day in not only movie history, but in history, Steve McQueen, one of the stars of The Great Escape, passed away at the very young age of 50. Years old.
He had a really bad case of, it wasn't lymphoma, but it was a blood disease that wasn't easily treatable in our country because there were laws against some of the possible treatments. So he went to Mexico and got Laetrile, I remember that. But they didn't catch it in time and he was done. He died fast.
Actually, I remember, Doug, at the time, there was a lot of different rumors going around exactly what was going on with him, whether it was that or his cancer. Some people speculated that he was one of the first actors at that time to possibly contract HIV. So a lot of different things going on. But the sad reality is he passed away way too young. One of the great screen presence, I think, of all time. Now, besides Great Escape, his pairing, to me, his pairing in 1974 opposite Paul Newman in the number one grossing film of 1974, The Towering Inferno, was one of the great star pairings of all time. He comes into that film and playing the fire chief like 40 minutes in, and he elevates a very good movie into a great movie based on his just charisma. And his performance in that movie is really, really good. I think.
Well, they were huge stars. Richard Chamberlain was in that movie. I mean, how many people?
William Holden.
Holden was in it. There. Yeah.
Faye Dunaway, Richard Chamberlain. If you like the disaster genre, that is the pinnacle of that genre.
Yeah, but you know, some of the things before they had the CGI, the way they would, you know, make models.
That was all scale models, miniatures. Yeah. They built that. And those effects, that started primarily in the Star Wars movies. A lot of miniatures and that stuff was better than the CGI. But it's very time consuming. That's why studios have done away with that type of work and gone the faster route, which is CGI as we know it now.
What do you make of Jamie Lee Curtis doing an interview talking about doing cocaine with her father, Tony Curtis?
I didn't see that interview. What do you make of it? You tell me.
I'm sort of surprised because I have always looked upon her as being sort of Miss Clean Jeans. Never really thought of her as.
I would have to say certain things are probably best left in the confines of one's own mind, right?
I agree with that. Yeah. So a lot of people will have a changed opinion of her based on that. Yeah. And you know, her father was a very well-known actor, obviously. And so it's unnecessary.
And so is her mother, generally. But by the way, she's currently filming the newest Halloween movie titled Halloween Kills. And I'm assuming got a very nice paycheck. She committed to this one and then they're going to do one after that. So next October and the October after, two more Halloween movies starring Jamie Lee Curtis. Also in some horror news, Universal's filming sort of a reimagining of The Invisible Man. And they announced yesterday that there's going to be another Scream movie, Scream 5. So horror genre continues to go pretty strong, Doug. Whether you like it or other people like it or not, it's a very profitable enterprise in the industry.
Oh, yeah. Now, back to CGI. Did you see the James Dean?
I did.
Did you see that? What do you mean?
Yeah, I did. I guess at first glance, it's pretty interesting. I guess this independent studio has gone at the likeness rights from the James Dean estate, and they're going to do a movie with his likeness, basically CGI-ing James Dean's persona on an actor. I knew this would come eventually. I find it interesting. Yeah. I mean, James Dean did three movies 6 decades ago, became an overnight idol, passed away in a car accident. I don't know what to make of it. I could argue it's a stupid idea, but I also could. I am curious to see what it is like. I would say.
Uh huh. And then that Little Mermaid live show that was on TV the other night. Should that be a movie
What were the ratings?
I don't know how the rating. It's gotten strange reviews, hasn't it, Victoria? Kind of.
Yeah.
Some good, some bad. It just seemed. Yeah.
Anyway. All those live action stuff has done mixed reviews.
Tough to do. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck here with Victoria and Doug on the DJV Show at 50.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.